Good afternoon and ready for our next bout of cider tasting on 2026 Battle of the Ciders. Okay, so last we've tried Thatcher's Haze, the Somerset cider and the original dry cider. Sainsbury's, fabulous price, very, very good cider, just doesn't give us any provenance at all. Okay, so now we're going for one which has a smaller print than anything on the back, but it seems to say that it's, the company is based in Ireland, but it's made using the best GB apples, and it's called Vintage Apple Cider, 6.8% Merrydown. And what I liked about it was, I just like the shape of the bottle and the cap. I will reuse the bottle because it's a screw cap, and sometimes, you know, like you've got, I don't know, just say you've suddenly got to rush out the door and you've got a bit of beer left, so you can put it in a bottle like this, screw the cap, pop it in the fridge, and it'll be fine for when you come back. So Merrydown 6.8%. What am I expecting before I open it? I've got some strawberries by today, by the way. I've got some strawberries. Right, so I'm looking forward to the fact that it's 6.8. says vintage, so it could have a bit of oak maturity on it. If I could read the back, it would probably tell me, but I can't, so it probably doesn't. I mean, I could, you know, squint much later on, but it just seems to be completely beyond me to read that smaller print, and that is what they like to put on bottles these days. So I think this is going to be what I would call a big boy's cider. It's not a, you know, pretty girl teetering in heels for the first time down a nightclub type of cider. Okay, I mean, if you put a shot of Taboo in the bottom, who knows, but essentially Merrydown, you know. I think this is going to stand up there with the Westerns and the Sheppies. So I just, you know, I think it's going to be like a big meat cider, like pork chops with, say, leek and swede, that type of thing. It's that type. Is it going to be good with cider? Who knows? Don't forget, we've got 9 criteria. So let's open it up and get it in forthwith. So this is 750ml. It's as big as a bottle of wine, and I did go out and buy a bottle of wine today, a Stellenberg Chenin Blanc. I'm looking forward to that. I've popped it in the freezer for half an hour, and I've got, it's all pork, so I've got pork ribs and I've got an interesting pork mushrooms leek kind of dinner that I'm going to try for the first time tomorrow, and you know, it's going to be a fantastic cider weekend. So right, just looking at the looks for a second, I haven't really poured enough in to see the bubbles. There's certainly some bubbles there on the top. I like a cider to be just bubbling, like, you know, Prosecco would, to be honest with you, just to cheer me up, you know, a few bubbles, but this one's not going to do that. The moment you pour it, the bubbles all go to the top. So I'm not going to judge it on the bubbles for a minute until I taste it, because it might be a style where they've deliberately put as little CO2 in as possible or whatever. I mean, we like to think it all comes from the natural product, but I don't think it does, but there you go. Right, packaging and provenance. I think the packaging's pretty nice. I mean, it's eye-catching. It said established 1946, and there's something slightly pre-war art deco matching something sort of Route 66 1950s about it. So I think it's a pretty good packaging, so I'm going to go 3 for the packaging. Provenance, you know, it's not shouting at me where the apples have come from, whose they are, what type they are, or anything. So I mean, it does say best Britain, so I'm just going to go with 1 for the provenance, but I think definitely 3 for the packaging. I think that's innovative and fun and funky. So that's 4 altogether. The look of the cider, I mean, it's golden. It's neither hazy nor is it bright. So it's certainly not, I mean, it comes in a green bottle. I guess I probably thought it was going to be either really really deep gold, translucent, or a kind of sparkling Prosecco colour, but it's neither of those. It's just looking totally deadpan. I mean, it wouldn't be too far off to say it just looks like someone who's drunk a great deal of strong coffee followed by brandy has just weed in the glass. It's that type of look, you know. So I think the look of the actual cider, I mean, does it look like I'd want to drink that? I mean, if there was like 12 glasses of cider in the room and I had to drink 11 of them and I could leave one, that would probably be the one. So I think, quite honestly, I mean, if you like that particular gold, which is sort of apricot gold, it might grab you. But I think I'm going to go for one for the look of the cider, one out of six, okay? I mean, we've got to hit some low notes somewhere. So it's not, no good being shy, you know. Now, the nose, that's always very pleasant. I'm sort of getting this is a nice cider versus this is anti-back on a kitchen sink surface. I think the nose could be better, but it might be the glass. So I'll give it the benefit of a doubt, and I think I'm going to give that one two for the nose. Or one, two. It's not really fair, is it? But it's not. Let's just smell it again. It doesn't grab me. One, you know, I don't really want to give anything zero. So one out of six for the nose, one for the look. So this is kind of disappointing so far. Apple taste. So now we can get on and see what's inside the glass. I'm very thirsty. It's nice and chilled. I took two great big gulps. I mean, sometimes if you don't really like the cider, you have to ask yourself, and it's the same with anything, is this a style that I'm unacquainted with? You know, now I think after all these years of drinking cider, can there be a style that I'm unacquainted with? But could be. Definitely unacquainted with this style. Apple taste, that's all we're going for. Is it a nice apple taste? It's really very odd of me, but I would say it's not big on apple taste, but it's a very delicious taste. So I'm going to go for, it's a very nice taste. I'm just going to have to do this. 4.5. I'm sorry, but 4.5 for extra taste. 2.5 for apple taste. I mean, it's sort of apple-y. I mean, it's not raspberry, so that's rubbish of me, isn't it? But I just think that's fair enough. Now, does it leave me with a clean palate, or is it sort of dry and tannic? Or does it taste like paint stripper? I'm not acquainted with paint stripper, but how I'd imagine it tastes, you know. Yeah, it's pretty clean palate. I mean, it's actually a very delicious taste. You can't pin it down. It's a clean palate in the sense that it leaves absolutely nothing on the finish, nothing on the tongue either. And that wasn't really what I was going for with a clean palate. So I'd say it's pretty disappointing, but it is definitely clean. We'll go for 3 on that one. Bubbles, I mean, bubbles. It's got some bubbles in the bottle. And it tastes fizzy. But I think that's going to have to be a 0 for bubbles. This one's breaking all the rules, isn't it? You can't give her anything for that. I mean, bubbles, you know, I've seen mine in a bath. Feel good factor. I mean, I've really dissed it, but just, you know, long, cool drinking on an afternoon with a crunchy apple. But I've got a strawberry here. You want to hear the sound of me eating a strawberry. I know you do. So this is a gorgeous looking strawberry. No, I like that one. I'll photograph that one. They're all gorgeous looking. They're just like me. Right, this one. They're not quite as good as a good long kiss, but they are pretty nice. Next best thing I've had, eating a strawberry. I can't afford cream these days, so I just buy the strawberries, and I bought them because they were £1. It's not very good of me. One of these days I'll stop by the side of the road, but you probably end up spending £10 at the side of the road, and £1, you know. But the person that's selling them at the side of the road might be the one that picked them. You don't know. Or they might have just done what somebody just did. I saw a guy behind me. He must have picked out over 40 and probably nearer 100. Two big boxes of cucumbers from a tiny retail store in the middle of nowhere. Why is he allowed to do that? And I looked at him again and I thought, it's that bloke from the New Romney Grill. Name him and shame him. I mean, these sort of companies are supposed to get stuff wholesale, not go to Sainsbury's. And nobody minds them buying two Greek yogurts, okay? But this guy emptied the shop of cucumbers on a busy weekend in June. This is why you need to buy your cucumbers on a Tuesday or Wednesday. I just don't think they should be allowed to do that. But they're foreign, so don't give a shit. And they just do what they want. And nobody says anything. Oh, yeah, you just want 100 cucumbers. Yeah, and why don't you have a discount for taking the whole lot? I don't want to say it, but it's a rude word beginning with F and ending in R. And it's got four other letters in between. So that made me really cross. But I wouldn't be at all surprised if... I mean, you could do it, couldn't you? You could buy up all the fruit and veg from Sainsbury's. And then you could have a... That's a good get-rich tip, quit. That's going to be my next one. That's beautiful. Have a stall at the side of the road. Slightly repackage it. A few paper bags. A Bob Schwunkle. That's absolutely beautiful. Don't tell anyone you heard it here first, okay? That's a beautiful get-rich tip, quit. Oh, that's so superb. Right, I mean, it's not, you know, as obvious as Del Boy's filling up plastic bottles with tap water and calling it Peckham. But, I mean, it's pretty close. But people are getting value, aren't they? They're just paying a bit more for it. Right, feel-good factor. That's what we were going on about. Right now it's not giving me a lot, so it's not a bad colour, it just doesn't strike me as being a cider colour. It looks like a lion's mane at best, you know, and I've got about all the effervescence of that as well. Although it hasn't roared at me, but, you know, I'm just thinking long summer afternoon under the apple tree at the bottom of the garden. What do I think? I mean, so I had three of these bottles. Feel good factor is about zero. I'm going to be kind and give it 2. Okay, I do like the shape of the bottle. I think that's really good. That's all that the feel good factor is. Goes with cheese. It so absolutely wouldn't go with cheese. Okay, so I have to say 0. It just doesn't go with cheese. So it's got 2 0s, 2 1s, and some 2s. Right, altogether it's got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 12, 13, 16, 18. And that's fair enough. 18, just because the other two scored 40 and 38. And this one's got 18. I'm being honest, and I'm using these criteria to really think my cider drink through. And I recommend you to do the same. I'll show you the exact criteria I've used. Obviously, you can use other ones yourself, but... If you open a cider that, you know, any new alcoholic drink that you haven't tried before, there's always this excitement. Run it through some criteria. Keep the sheet going for months if necessary, you know, like Sauvignon Blancs from Marlborough, you know, do one on those. Chenin Blancs from South Africa. It can last all year, but what I'm saying is you need to be working out criteria for your drinking to have any idea as to whether the one you had this week was better than the one you had last week. Don't forget something that I haven't put on my criteria: time of year. And of course, what I'd have to do is to go through it all again to get a winter tasting, but it's not really appropriate with cider, because in the winter I probably would have the cider at room temperature, and to my mind that absolutely this is the entire point of cider, which is a fantastic, refreshing, long afternoon drink, which you can blend it with lemonade. I think I will blend this one with lemonade. It's not got much going for it. And but it is 6.8%, so it's going to get me a little bit floozy-woozy. You know, it's nice. It's nearly 7%, you know. But it could do with diluting down. I've got some Tropical Crush or something like that. I might try that with it. I'm buying it essentially to have a really refreshing drink on a long, hot afternoon. So, you know, I didn't sort of put that, but it kind of goes in the feel-good factor, although that's actually completely psychological. I guess, yeah, I should really have another criteria, shouldn't I, which is long, hot afternoon, you know. But I've kind of done that in the feel-good factor. I just said that, kind of. Goes with cheese. When one scores zero, you think, what was the point in that criteria? But the other one scored 4 on 5, you know. You know, I mean, essentially, is it one I'd buy again? No. No, I wouldn't buy again, but I do like the bottle and I'll keep the bottle. What else can you say? Slice strawberries into it. It's a waste of good strawberries. Seriously, get with it. Never mind. The next one up, I believe, is going to be the Rattler. And then I suspect the Kiwi and Lime Old Moot. Okay. And I'm already sort of getting my eye in for other things, other delicious ciders that I could enjoy later in the year. But I think, you know, just try and keep it to tasting 6 very specific a month and run it over several months and then try and find, you know, a real outright winner. And it could well be something very surprising, like a very easily available generic canned cider, you know, that you can get for less than £5. And if it is, good, because it means you're not paying too much out for an enjoyable drink, you know. But by all means, you know, run this sort of idea for anything that you drink. White wines, you know, gins, whatever it is. Think up 9, 10, 12 criteria and run them all down the same criteria. And just to make sure one of the criteria is something to do with food. You know, I could have put goes with sausage. You know, depends. Is it pork sausage or what? I mean, pork and apple always seems to go really well. And that's because people traditionally had apple sauce. I don't think I've bought apple sauce in over 10 years. But, you know, I sort of make do by drinking cider. Yeah. And my mother used to make a wonderful apple jelly. It was really solid and it quivered. And it was absolutely ideal with cheese and, of course, cider. And those were the days and that. But anyway, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take a photograph. And then I'm going to try blending this with Tropical Crush, you know. Can it get any worse? I don't know. So I've talked for all this time. But I want to give you, you know, an idea. Some of them are going to be great. Some of them aren't. Never mind.